8 days and counting, likely voters. A CNN USA Today poll in California shows a big lead for the recall of Governor Gray Davis and Arnold Schwarzenegger, far ahead of other candidates to replace him. The poll has the Republican actor bodybuilder at 40%. His nearest rival, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, is at 25%. Republican Senator Tom McClintock is at 18%. Prominent among Arnold's ardent boosters, former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon, who considered a recall run himself a couple of months ago. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates caught up with the former mayor last week, just before he got on an airplane.
The smart money had you running for governor this time around on the Republican ticket. It was widely reported that you had a deal with Arnold Schwarzenegger. If he didn't run, you would. Most political watchers were almost certain you would run. So what happened?
Arnold is a very close friend of mine, and I think would make a tremendous governor or leader of the state. He's tough, he's strong, he loves California, and he has real fire in his belly to turn the state around. And I felt that he would do a better job than I would. But if he didn't run, I would have felt compelled to try to fill the vacuum of leadership in California. So when he finally decided to run, I must say I was a little surprised at the last minute, but I must say very, very pleasantly surprised.
Now, you say you were a little surprised. I hear your staff was absolutely livid that he didn't at least give you a heads up.
Well, I wasn't that way. I mean, not for 1 second. You know, I'm leading the great life. I'm helping Arnold out. I've got all kinds of other things. I play chess on the Internet every morning. It's a great life. And as long as somebody is there to turn the state around and I can help him, then I can have more fun and still help the state.
Now, Tom McClintock says he can be that person, but you're backing Arnold. Why?
Well, I think, first of all, Arnold and I on issues are very much the same. We're both, you know, pro-choice. We're both tough fiscally and financially. So we're very much the same type of person. But I can say that I think that McClintock could be a tremendous asset to whoever is governor of this state.
Well, now, with McClintock and Schwarzenegger in the race, that means you'll have two people in your party competing against each other. Won't that hurt the Republicans?
Well, in the end, I don't think it will. I mean, you can make that argument. But right now, the polling shows Arnold ahead of Bustamante and McClintock, and I think as you get the days come down to the end that people realize that McClintock doesn't have a chance and switch their votes over to Arnold. So I think Arnold's going to win by a very comfortable margin.
Now, you just said that you and Arnold are very similar in terms of your points of view as moderate Republicans, but the last time a moderate Republican ran for office, you might remember he didn't do so well. So is something like a special election the only way for a moderate Republican to win in this state currently, given the mood of the electorate?
Well, I think yes. I think that it's changing rapidly. I think we're going to see a new initiative passed that will open up the primaries, which will make it more of a possibility for moderate Democrats and moderate Republicans to be elected. But I think you're correct right now to think it is very hard for a moderate Republican to, or a moderate Democrat, to be elected in the primaries.
Well, Sen, we'll see what happens.
Well, it's going to be real fun. I think, in Alice in Wonderland, she said, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
There you go, and so far it has.
Karen, thanks.
Thank you very much, and have a safe trip.
Okay.
That interview by Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.